G'day, it's Friday the 9th of December 2015, really the last day of the last week in which practical changes can be made to the final report of the Royal Commission into Trade Union Governance and Corruption. Now that's as a practical measure, so far as getting documents to printers and final legal approvals etc. is concerned. Addendums to the report, I would imagine, as the Commissioner intimated in his final hearing, may well be added right up until Christmas Eve. He said that he was prepared to sit till Christmas Eve, so let's not call this a lost cause at present, the cause being to have the final report of the Trade Union Royal Commission be as accurate, as complete, as meaningful as possible. Now, in that regard, I want to tell you about what I have been doing, and I want to distill to as few number of points as possible the matters I think the report is in error on at present. Now, keep in mind this won't be an exhaustive list, and this is not a prepared script. This is straight off the top of my head to tell you what I've been up to over the last few weeks and the minimum number of those matters that I think the Commission should be turning its attention to. Number one, the power of attorney. The power of attorney document at present appears in the Commission's report in relation only to the timing of its witness by the solicitor who acted in that matter, and that's Julia Gillard. So there was an allegation that Ms. Gillard had witnessed that document after the date on which it purports to have been witnessed, the 4th of February, and that is the only matter in relation to the power of attorney that the Royal Commission has considered and reported on. It needs to satisfy the community's obligation, with great respect to the Commission, it needs to broaden the scope of its inquiries into the power of attorney. Now, it said it was most likely produced at the auction because most likely the auctioneer wouldn't have accepted the bid by Wilson on Blewett's behalf without the document, and most likely, therefore, the power of attorney was there at the auction. Well, that statement's false. That's not true. That's manifestly the opposite of both the law in Victoria and the specific provisions of the contract for sale of land distributed by the very auctioneer himself prior to the auction. It says that you can have anybody bid on your behalf. You just have to nominate them, say who they are, or the person bidding informs the auctioneer that he's bidding on behalf of another person. In fact, there's a form, Form 51 signed by Wilson and on behalf of the auctioneer, Mr. Hedditch, that expressly sets out that Wilson was acting in that role, person acting on behalf of the purchaser. You don't need a power of attorney to do that. A power of attorney is a massive overkill to achieve what the Commission said it was produced to achieve. Now, let's look at the broader issues surrounding the power of attorney. Number one, Gillard could only act for Blewett. However, she discloses in exquisite chapter and verse, she took instructions from who? Wilson. The person to whom the power of attorney over Blewett's affairs was going to be donated. That is grossly improper. I would imagine there's a shiver running up the Commissioner's spine to hear that. The instructions in relation to her acting for Blewett came from who? Wilson. Who's he? He's going to be the tenant of the place purchased by who? Blewett. It's a massive conflict of interest. Number two, in relation to the power of attorney. It was read up or used beyond the scope of its terms to get this mortgage. Now, that is a well understood principle of equity law, that a power of attorney document like that can't be read up to do things that appear to be outside its scope. It has to be contained to the scope that's set out in the actual words for which the power was donated. Now, buying a property in Victoria is not the same as getting a loan, seeking credit. They're two separate exercises. And in circumstances where a sentient being, a young man, relatively young at the time, in the prime of his life, employed, and in circumstances where Gillard was acting for him directly as a union official and producing an affidavit being involved in a complex matter to do with the harmonisation of the AWU's rules in WA and federally. She did that directly. He could do that directly. Why the hell could he not sign a form to get a mortgage directly? Now, she had an obligation to act for him. Blew it. But she's acting manifestly in the interests of who? Well, the tenant on the place. Who's that? Blewett's boss. Oh, who is he as well? Well, he's the bloke who's got the power of attorney document in his pocket. Donated from whom? Oh, the fellow I act for. Blewett. The conflicts are massive. The fact that the Royal Commission did not turn its mind to, did not report on, matters that became the subject of a substantial, at substantial cost, parliamentary inquiry, that is the inquiry into powers of attorney in Victoria. The fact it did not produce a case study, to me, would disappoint the community. It had before it all of that evidence. It did not turn its mind to reporting on it beyond the question of, where was Gillard on the morning of the 4th? Was it possible that she slipped out for 30 seconds to have a yarn to blow it and sign this document? Basically, that is the extent of the evidence that the Commission considered, the exculpatory only evidence, to write her out of the serious matter, and that is, number one, the forgery of the power of attorney, and number two, the broader issues associated with its misuse. The power of attorney was used by Slater and Gordon in this ridiculous context. It was used for Wilson to sign a statutory declaration purportedly declared by Blewett. Now, for God's sakes, how much more obvious can it be that this situation is improper? Oh, shut up. There's a heap more I've said in submission, but that's the essence of the power of attorney, right? That's the first thing I wanted to consider. The second issue is the conflicts of interest that Slater and Gordon had in acting on Blewett's behalf in this conveyance. And there's only one solicitor who brought the matter to the firm. There's only one solicitor he knew of at the firm. And that's her, Gillard. She's got to carry the can because she represented him. The conflicts of interest are, in respect of two, able to be managed by a declaration that Blewett knew that, yeah, there was a conflict of interest, and if it all bloody turns to shit, you have to cease acting for me and cease acting for the other party in the conflict. So there were two of them, and that's landlord-tenant and borrower-lender. So Slater and Gordon acted for landlord Blewett and tenant Wilson and borrower Blewett and lender Rothfield. But there are two other inextinguishable conflicts of interest that the law expressly said, you can't do this. And in respect of one of them, if you do, as a firm of solicitors, act in these circumstances, you'll bugger your professional indemnity insurance. And that has to do with some fairly detailed legislation or detailed rules of conduct for solicitors in acting for both the borrower of money and the entity that is lending the money to it. These were serious matters, but Slater and Gordon just forged ahead and off they go. There is no doubt in my mind that given the conduct rules and the manner in which the express provisions are set out, that solicitors can't act for certain types of lenders, like Rothfield was one of them, and certain types of borrowers, unsophisticated blokes like Blewett was another. There's no way you can write yourself out of that unless you lie. It's apparent to me that that's what Slater and Gordon and those who are complicit in the cover-up have been doing and continue to do. It just sheds no credit on the Commission that it may have failed to uncover the factual basis, the evidentiary basis, for making that allegation of bullshit, of Slater and Gordon and others having lied. Now, I notice there's nearly 10 minutes and I've bloody only covered 2 points. I'll pause here, come back, and in a second contribution today, tell you a little more of the other matters I think the Commission's got to turn its mind to.